Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we hear from the executive director of Home for Good in Eau Claire about the event they're hosting next Saturday night, the coldest night of the year, a 2 kilometer and 5 kilometer winterific walk hosted in 40 plus cities across the country in support of the work in Eau Claire with people experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. And later on in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Evers shares highlights from his final State of the State address, during which he declared 2026 the year of the neighbor. And in this week's Republican radio address, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue praises the work of the GOP-controlled legislature following Governor Evers' State of the State. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. We begin with my interview with Austrey Gracehart. She's the executive director of Home for Good in Eau Claire.
Tell me about Home for Good and how it got started.
Yeah, Home for Good has been around in one way, shape, or form for about 6 years. We've been providing affordable housing opportunity in downtown Eau Claire. But in the last year, we've really worked on growing our program. And so we have actually we've just about tripled the number of families that we're serving. So at the end of 2025, we had 25 families in our program that we were housing and supporting through peer mentorship from individuals with lived experience themselves of housing insecurity and a lot of training.
Now, I know my wife and I were among the many people who saw a movie that was at the Pablo Center related to this a couple years ago. You were telling me just this week you were sending out emails to people who, like us, were at that. Talk about that, because I remember kind of the story was told of how this program has been used successfully in Milwaukee, Houston, among other places.
Yes, so this is a model where immediate permanent housing is matched with individualized support systems. It's been called housing first, but the model really is how you get effective outcomes in terms of addressing homelessness. So instead of a traditional model where a person might slowly move through, you know, shelter, transitional housing, and there's many boxes to check in order for them to progress forward, a lot of people fall through gaps. Instead, we're focused on getting people housed right away and then helping them address the different challenges that they're facing in that stability of housing. So we do work really closely with shelters and transitional housing providers to help people keep moving forward on their journey, but we also will provide immediate permanent housing to people who are experiencing this. So that's the model that the film talked about, because those outcomes have been so fantastic in those cities and across the country whenever that model is implemented.
What is it about having your own housing that makes such a difference?
Well, if you think about it, all of us have challenges that we face, right? Health challenges, including mental health challenges. We might have income challenges that we're also facing, connectivity within our society. But we get to go home at night to a warm bed, a kitchen, a bathroom, and safety and security. And so making progress in life is so much more effective with that reliable place that you're going home to. There's not a time limit, it's not running out. It's gonna be there for you at the end of every day. And so the folks that we work with, they set their own goals. They wanna get a job or get a better job. They wanna get their kids into activities and get them the support that they need. They wanna engage with different services in the community. They wanna move forward with their lives. And it is so much more effective to have that stable place to work from.
Hmm. And so this is a timely interview because February 28th, a Saturday night, 4 to 7 p.m., you've got an event called the Coldest Night, Coldest Night of the Year. Tell us about it.
Sure. So we're excited to bring the community together for a couple reasons around this event. So the other message of the film is that we've got to work together if we're going to solve this problem. One organization alone cannot do it. One government entity alone cannot do it. We've really got to come together and coordinate our services. And so we've been working closely with other housing providers, as I mentioned, shelter and transitional housing providers. And we're also excited that we're going to be starting to coordinate with the Housing Our Neighbors Planning Initiative, which is based in Eau Claire County and came forth from that film that we brought. And so collectively working together, we've set some goals for what we want to accomplish, and we want to tell the community about those at this event. We also just want to bring everyone together and give anyone and everyone the opportunity to walk together, share a meal together, and be a part of driving the solution forward. So what we're fundraising for anyone that does want to make a donation as part of their participation, which is not required, is we're creating a program called The Bridge, fittingly, with Marine Credit Union Foundation, where we are working with folks who apply to be part of the program and are selected, where we will help them bridge the gap between what they can afford right now based on their income and what rent really is, if there's a small gap that can be covered. So we'll help bridge that gap out of this fund that we're fundraising for. Along with that, as part of the program, these households would be participating in one-on-one individualized financial coaching that's provided through Marine Credit Union. So we're really excited about reaching more families, because right now we're able to house families with all kinds of different rental barriers, but who still have either income or assistance to pay for rent. This will help us reach deeper into the number of families that are facing this challenge.
So this is, again, February 28th, Saturday night. It's a national event, coldest night of the year.
And yeah.
Is this the first time Eau Claire is taking part?
This is our very first time, okay. Yes. So this is in, I believe, more than 50 cities across Canada and the United States, and we are putting Eau Claire on the map for the event.
So now it says the Liz. Is that, do people meet at the Lismore?
Yes, so the Lismore is our other main sponsor. So Marine Credit Union is our lead sponsor, and then the Lismore Hotel is hosting our event. So we'll meet there at 4 p.m., between 4 p.m. and 5 to check in and register. And then we'll start the walk at 5 o'clock, and at 6 p.m. is when the Lismore is so generously serving a meal to anyone that comes.
That's terrific. And so walking where in the downtown? What's kind of, do you have an organized route?
Yes, we'll start at the Lismore, and then we're going to head towards the Pablo Center and cross our bridges and enjoy the bike trails and the beauty of Eau Claire in the winter on hopefully what's not actually the coldest night of the year.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully not, yeah. And so finally, what is it that has... what's happened in your background that had piqued your interest to be so passionately involved with what's going on for Home for Good?
Oh, yeah. So I want to say one more thing about the event, and then I'd be happy to answer that. So part of the purpose of walking in the evening, at night really, in February, is to bring people together, but also to spark some empathy. So we're choosing to go outside and walk around, and this is a cheerful community event, but it's important for us to remember and have some experience during this walk, recognizing that there are people who are outside not because they choose to be, every day. And the more work we can get done, and the faster we can get it done, the fewer people will be having that experience. So what motivated me to be involved with Home for Good is I come from a public education background, and I also previously worked with Habitat for Humanity in a different state. Although I'm a Wisconsin gal, and seeing my students struggle to learn because they did not have a stable place to go home to, seeing them struggle, you know, they're going home to the shelter and worrying that their time was going to run out, or even I had students that were going to a vehicle at night, struggling to learn to read even in middle school. And these are students I really cared very deeply for, and it was difficult as a teacher to see I couldn't do anything about that. And so slowly I started moving more into the partnership coordinator role in the school district. We were trying to help meet students' basic needs, and then eventually just directly into housing and trying to work directly with families to close that gap. So one of the statistics that I am personally most proud of in terms of our program outcomes is that all of the seniors in our program have graduated high school. And we have had more than a dozen students move from being truant to being regular attendees in school because of the housing and the support that we've provided.
Yeah, that's great. Was your involvement as a public school teacher, was it in here in
It was here in Eau Claire, yeah. Okay. Yep. I taught at South and Memorial.
Okay. And then so bringing it back to the event then, finally, I mean, what should people do? Do they need to pre-register or just show up on between 4 and 5 on Saturday, February 28th at the Lismore?
That's a great question. It would be really helpful if folks would go on the website and pre-register. It's going to look like you're signing up to fundraise. That's fine. If you want to make a donation, great. Not required. Just click your way through and sign up for a team or sign up to walk on your own. That way we know how much we need to have ready for dinner. So we would appreciate it if you would pre-register. If you don't get to it, we still want you to come. We'll still be happy to see you there, and it's possible to register on the day of.
And the website, homeforgood.org?
So the website is through the coldest night of the year.
Okay.
And so it's cnoy.com/location/Eau Claire.
Okay. So for starters, if you go to cnoy.com,
you'll be able to find our location by searching for it.
Yeah. Okay. And then zero in on location in Eau Claire and then sign up.
And there we are.
Terrific. And again, it's free to register, but people can, you know, contribute, obviously.
Yes, you can make a donation. You can even create a team and then share the link to your team with your friends, family, colleagues, club members, and fundraise together. There is a beautiful stocking cap that you'll receive as a thank you gift from us if you fundraise. I believe it's $150 for adults or $75 for kids. But again, what we want most is just for everyone to come.
Excellent. Thank you, Ostrie.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Ostrie Graysart, the executive director of Home for Good in Eau Claire. Again, hope to see you at the Lismore next Saturday. Again, 4 p.m., meet, check in, 5 o'clock, move, send off, the walk, if you will, and then enjoying that terrific meal at the Lismore at 6 o'clock next Saturday night. Meanwhile, we turn to the radio addresses. Of course, this week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his 8th and final State of the State address, during which he declared 2026 the year of the neighbor. In this week's Democratic radio address, we're treated to some highlights.
As governor, I have often declared a theme for a year, a topic or issue I want to focus on. We had the year of clean drinking water, the years of broadband access, mental health, workers, and of course, the year of the kid. This year, I want to keep it simple. I want us to focus on our Wisconsin values of kindness, respect, empathy, compassion. I'm declaring 2026 the year of the neighbor because we could. Because we all could use a good neighbor and we could all be better neighbors. And we're going to spend the next year celebrating the neighbors who make Wisconsin a great place it is to call home. First responders who answer our call in our darkest hour. The librarians who help find our new favorite book. The teachers who comfort, inspire, and educate our kids. The state worker who helped us find and apply for health care or job training. The veteran who served our country. The farmer who feeds our families. The nurse taking care of our loved ones. The helpers who work every day to make life just a little bit better for everyone who lives here. Wisconsinites are helpers by nature. It's in our DNA. When things are tough, we roll up our sleeves and get to work. We shovel a driveway or bake a casserole, and we show up for our neighbors because we know that whether it's unpredictable weather or the unpredictable nature of politics, we're all in this together, and we're going to get through this together. Not by alienating our neighbors, but by getting to know them, by looking out for one another and maintaining our Wisconsin values of kindness, empathy, compassion, and respect because it's the golden rule. And it's the right thing to do because it's who we are as Wisconsinites.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers with this week's Democratic radio address. Some highlights from his State of the State delivered earlier this week before a joint session of the legislature. And in response, the Republican radio address in which Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue praises the work of his fellow Republicans controlling both the Assembly and the Senate following Governor Evers' State of the State.
Thanks to strong Republican majorities here in the legislature, Wisconsin families have only seen one example of what state government could look like with full Democrat control. Governor Evers' disastrous 400-year veto that is driving property taxes through the roof. If the Democrats were in charge in Madison, Wisconsin would be a very different place. Jobs would flee to other states after they repeal the manufacturers and agricultural tax credit. Our increasingly mobile workforce would leave for states with lower income tax rates. And popular reforms like voter ID and the RAINS Act would have been repealed long time ago. Thankfully, that's not reality. And thanks to our state legislature, the state of our state is strong. Since 2011, we've cut your taxes by a cumulative $42 billion. That's more than $7,500 for each person in Wisconsin that they have left in their pockets to address rising costs. Even after these historic tax cuts, the state continues to have strong surpluses. Right now, Wisconsin has a projected $2.5 billion surplus. Tax cuts are an important way the state government can do what's best for Wisconsin families, but we also need to invest in core priorities like health care, education, and transportation. Earlier this session, the Senate passed two important bills that will increase access to affordable health care. The first proposal extends Medicaid eligibility for postpartum mothers from 60 days to a full year after giving birth. The second ensures insurance coverage for supplemental breast cancer screenings for women with heightened cancer risks. That's on top of the $7.8 billion increase for state budget provided our healthcare system, including support for hospitals, long-term care, and mental health facilities. Those investments won't solve every challenge facing our healthcare system, but they'll make a meaningful impact across our state.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue with this week's Republican radio address, following Governor Evers' Democratic radio address. And, of course, earlier we heard from Austrey Gracehart regarding next week's Coldest Night of the Year event at Eau Claire, joining some 40-plus cities around the country taking part in. You're invited to turn out at the Lismore, 4 o'clock for the check-in, 5 o'clock for the walk, and 6 o'clock for the meal back at the Lismore next Saturday night. Let's help Home for Good make this a hugely successful event. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. Good night.